is iHeartRadio's PrattCast with Vanessa Grimaldi and Dean Unglert.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on another episode of PrattCast. As always, is your host, Dean Unglert, joined in studio by...
Vanessa Grimaldi.
I don't know. I don't know what I say when I say them.
Did you just wake up?
No, but I'm getting over a cold, or like I'm in the middle of having a cold. And so it's just been a struggle. My
sinuses
are all messed up. I thought that I had a sinus infection last night at like 2 a.m. and I was thinking about going to urgent care, but I struggled through it. We got to talk about the Hills today. So I figured, I had to get into the studio. But how are you today, Vanessa?
I'm good. Well, speaking of the Hills reboot.
Well,
so
as we always do on our favorite podcast, the PrattCast.
Absolutely. The PrattCast. Duh. Mm-hmm. Do you check your DMs on Instagram?
Sometimes I do. Typically, a lot of brands will reach out via DM on Instagram. And so it's good to kind of keep up on them. Why do you ask?
Yeah. So I always check my hidden DMs. Every message, if I don't write back to people, I'm still reading your messages. Mm-hmm. And this one day in October last year, well, 2018, I get a message from, I don't remember what his name was, but I get a message from someone saying, hey, I have to find the message, but it's so vague in my memory, but basically asking me to give him a call for a new, well, not, I don't think they used the word new, but for a reality TV show that they would be interested in me being a part of the cast. And I was like, oh, I wonder what this is. So obviously my curiosity peaked and I was like, okay, so here's my number. Call me whenever. So they called me and the only reality show I've been on, well, actually I've been on two, Bachelor and on Fear Factor. But I was ready to try something else other than just a dating show. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, well, you know, we're rebooting The Hills.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, interesting. And they said that they're looking for some new faces to be on The Hills. And they had asked me if I was still living in LA and if I was still single and what my work was like. And so basically just like some background information on what I'm doing and where I'm living. And I think the fact that I wasn't living in LA anymore was like, I don't know, maybe that was the reason, or maybe just they just didn't want me. But I was basically asked to be on The Hills, the reboot of The Hills.
So just to be clear, it wasn't The Hills Montreal. It was still The Hills.
No, it was. No, we have no hills in Montreal. We have like.
So wait, so no what hills. Happened then with the whole process? Then you had a couple conversations with them. You told them that you don't live in Los Angeles anymore.
It was one conversation of us on the phone and just going back and forth about like my work and where I live. And I don't think I seemed that interested because it was kind of like, I don't know, like when you did a reality TV show, you kind of already know like the back end of what happens behind the scenes and stuff. And it's a little bit nerve wracking. And
you would have seriously considered going on The Hills.
I would have. I mean, at that point I was single and I'm like, yeah, I'm not dating anyone. And they're like, well, you know, you'd be like the single girl coming on the show. Mm. And I'm like, but I don't want to be the single girl coming on the show starting between people and relationships.
That's the most fun role to
play. That's not what I want to do. No, that would be like your role.
Well, speaking of being single and being in relationships, our good friend Stephanie Pratt, who's been on The Hills with us for the past, episodes 1 through 6, she's been rumored to be dating Derek Paith from The Bachelor.
I don't know.
Whatever the heck his last name is.
And he was on our
show.
Who
the heck cares?
I don't even know what his last
name. Right? Let's talk about that for a second. So Stephanie, again, obviously was on seasons 1 through 6 of The Hills and will be on the reboot as well. She has been, I think, on one date with Derek, who, we know more about than we know of, in the sense where he dated, was engaged to one of your best friends, Taylor Nolan.
My best friend, yeah.
And a good friend of mine, Taylor Nolan, as well. I mean, granted, we don't talk as much as you guys, but whenever, she's in town, we hang out. So how do you feel about that, Stephanie and Derek?
I don't know Stephanie personally, but I know a little bit more about Derek. I don't know. I guess like whenever I hear anything of like my friends or best friend's exes, I'm like, I get into defensive mode.
So can we chalk up your initial reaction of hearing this as, can we go on record and strike that as your initial reaction to hearing this news of Derek and Stephanie?
Like, no, I think I was like, ?? How did that happen? But then I listened to the episode and Wells was the one that that hooked them up and made them go on a blind date. The date sounded fun. I just don't know if they're the right match.
Well, why do you say that?
I feel like.
Let's go. Let's start off by giving, because we don't know much about Stephanie, right?
Right. I don't know much about Stephanie. I met her.
But we know.
I think I've met her once, and she's beautiful. She's stunning.
Certainly.
She seems very down to earth. And what I loved about her is that she barely, you know, like the fact that she had lost her phone at the whatever hotel, she had left it there, and she's not like always on her phone and doesn't seem like that much into social media. I love.
Now let's move on to the other half of relationship.
Now you tell me what you feel about Derek.
Well, I went to a football game with Stephanie. Since we'll just share our opinions with Stephanie. I went to a football game with Stephanie.
Did you want to date with her?
No. It was me and Peter. Actually, you know Peter, of course. And right. Amy, our producer, and then Stephanie. And we went to it was like the Rams-Eagles game, week 16 of the regular season or something like that. And yeah, like you said, she was great. Didn't really seem to be on her phone too much. Fun to talk to. You know, it definitely wasn't a date by any stretch of the imagination. But she seems like a nice girl. Again, I don't really know her very well. You know, we spent a couple hours together with a group at the football game. She seems very nice. Anyways, We know more about the other side of that relationship, Vanessa. So let's share our feelings on Derek. You go first.
I don't like being put on the spot. What do you think about Derek?
You know him better than I do. I don't know him that well.
I met Derek maybe twice when Taylor and him were dating. When they were engaged. Obviously, there's always like three sides to a story, right? Mm-hmm. So I know Taylor's side. I don't know Derek's side. I don't know like what is in between of that.
That's a struggle for both of us, is because both of us know Taylor better than we know Derek.
Right.
And so it's like, how much can you really speak about someone that you only know through someone else?
Right.
With an objective stance, at least.
Absolutely. So I can't sit here and judge. I can't sit here and say anything. But all I know is that how can I put this? I just know that I don't know how to put my words into a sentence now.
I will say your hesitation to speak on it speaks volumes.
Well, I
and vice versa, it applies to me as well.
Listen, if someone came and said something about you, I would like want to punch them in the face, because like my loyalty lies to you.
Thanks,
and
girl.
So as much as, you know, I want to say my loyalty lies to Taylor, 100% it does. But I also don't want to come off as someone who is ignorant or is immature because they're taking their best friend's side when they obviously don't know what the other side of the story is. But I do know that, you know, it was a loving relationship, and it hurt me to see how sad she was when it ended. And especially, you know, I guess like you just want to end off on good terms.
Sure. Yeah. You want to be as bipartisan as you possibly can be.
Yeah. And so this is like, yeah. And so I don't know Derek that well at all. And I guess it kind of makes me sad that we never got to that point, because Taylor is one of my best friends. Granted, we got a lot closer after the breakup, because it was something that we connected on, and it was something that we both went through, an ending of engagement in the public eye. So, I don't know. I guess it was interesting for Derek to fly in for a blind date.
That is very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Especially from New York. You can't really get much further from New York to LA. Like, that's basically the maximum distance in the United States that you're allowed, right, outside of Hawaii and Maine, perhaps.
But then again, like, it was his best friend Wells that set them up. So if I were to set you up with someone, no?
I don't know. I just think that the setup was a bit of a gimmick, right? And then to follow through on, I mean, again, I have no idea. I listened to a little bit of what Wells was able to share on his Instagram story, but it seems like you're going out of your way a lot to fly 6 hours to go on one date with someone. Granted, Wells lives out here. Derek and Wells are good friends, so I'm sure that he flew out here to hang out with him. And love Wells, obviously. I know Wells better than any of them. And if he can vouch for Derek, then it's really like how, you know, that's kind of how I look at it, is if someone that we really appreciate can vouch for him.
That's the thing. So if I were to set you up with someone and they were to fly from, like, I don't know, Ontario, you would probably be like, oh, okay, well, Vanessa's setting me up with this person. Must be a good person.
Yeah.
So never know.
Hey, well, Vanessa, so in studio, Brian and Jordan, I assume, yes? How are you guys?
Good.
Hi.
I know I don't look like Stephanie. Not quite
Wells
as lovely looking as either of them.
A little bit different.
But how are you guys?
We're good, man. We're good.
Yeah.
We're happy to be here and talk to you guys.
Hey, we're happy to have you. Vanessa's very excited. Actually, she was just asked to be on the Season of the Hills. And as we understand
Well, not just asked. I was asked like months ago.
Sure. That's fine.
But old news.
But you guys were on like the OG Season of the Hills, right?
Yeah, season one, actually.
Okay. And so one of you was roommates with the guy who was the main...
No, they were both roommates.
So
you guys were roommates with each other, and then one of you was dating...
Heidi.
Heidi.
Okay,
exactly.
And I was
exactly.
his roommate.
Right. Okay, gotcha. And then so are you guys going to be on this reboot as well?
You never know.
I love it. We could get...
Well, we're still friends with all of them. Like Frankie is one of our best friends, and
okay.
Jason. So we will see.
Nice. Yeah?
Yeah. With reality television, you never know, which I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Well, in last second.
I think our reality was a little different than your reality because ours was a little bit like you guys are still living your life regularly, right? And then sometimes cameras would come around and film everything that's going on.
Yes.
Versus our reality was, we're going to send you over to Switzerland for a week and see what happens over there. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, he started filming the show, and I didn't want to do it. I was apprehensive. And next thing I know, MTV's in my living room every day for like months, and they're like, come on, do it, do it, do it. So I was like, all right, it's invading my life.
Yeah.
Might as well sign on.
And I mean, no looking back since, I would imagine, right?
Little did I know that for the rest of my life, my last name would be From the Hills. Brian From the Hills. Like.
Brian From the Hills.
It's like, well,
so then what happened after season one? Did you guys just not have any interest in returning? Or?
Well, I mean, Heidi broke up with me, and so that was kind of the end
of it. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was crazy. That whole experience happened for us our first, like, week out in L.A. Mm. It just both... we were both acting on a TV show for MTV, actually, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we road tripped all the way out to California together. And I'd say within like 2 weeks, we met. At the time, it was the cast of Laguna Beach.
Okay.
And
with Kristen on it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Our connection to that was in New York, we happened to run into Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Like pre-Lindsay Lohan, like the crazy part.
Right. Like 2006 and, for Lindsay Lohan. Or
yes, 2006, Lindsay Lohan. And we kept in touch with her and all her friends, Jason Essex, Jess Schulman, and those guys. And when it came time where Brian and I wanted to move to California, we just road tripped out here. And I think Lindsay was dating Talent.
She was dating Talent. It was on Laguna Beach.
Right, okay.
So all became friends.
And so our day one in L.A. was like, Paris Hilton,
welcome
like going
to
out to all these like
it was crazy. We were living in like a guest house in Bel Air,
mm-hmm.
in like some rich estate of like I think he like runs Warner Brothers or something.
He was like the head something with Warner Brothers.
It was a surreal start to Los Angeles.
Do you guys are you glad that's kind of how it started for you guys? Because especially as actors, right? And then you kind of move into a little bit of a reality world. Was that more challenging or did it kind of open some doors for you think?
It definitely opened doors.
Yeah.
It gave us opportunity. I mean, we've made 3 films together.
Okay.
It definitely gave us the availability to make those films.
Yeah.
It definitely gave us one of the films we made, we were able to do it because since we were on a show, like we got locations and favors mm-hmm. for free. Uh-huh. And so it definitely, it was like hitting the turbo button when you first got to town. So it was interesting.
Hitting the turbo button as you're taking off from the runway, essentially.
Yeah. Little did we know it would become this like iconic show.
Right.
The whole thing, it's still kind of surreal. I mean, I was filling up my gas tank yesterday and like some girl pulled in next to me and I was like, man, that girl's kind of cute. She's like, weren't you on the Hills?
It happens all the time. It's
even,
honestly crazy.
Even to this day, even though
even,
10 years later,
even
yeah.
Day.
Even
yeah.
to this
and
day.
And that's from being on one season.
One season. It's
that's
absurd.
Wild.
And they're constantly re-airing that one season.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's like it just
right,
won't
especially
die.
Now that they're rebooting and people are going to like watch season one, season two to get cut up. We were on The Bachelor, wasn't staged to the point, because the last episode, season 6, the finale of The Hills, you see, like, there's a backdrop of Hollywood sign that, like, gets, they're basically on a set.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I was so confused. I'm like, what? Is she actually leaving for Europe? Is she staying? Was it all a fake story? Are they actually in a relationship?
I was pretty confused by that, because it happened pretty fast, right? She's like, I think I'm going to move to Europe. And then the next episode, they're having her, or no, not even the same episode, they're, like, having the a going away party for her going to Europe.
I think it was a giant troll. They just trolled the audience.
Yeah. They were just like, let's absolutely confuse the world.
Well, because one of the biggest questions you always get is, was it scripted? Was it real?
Right.
And so they just like, why not end the show? No, I mean, it was like you put us in a room like this and they say, well, talk about what are you going to get Heidi for Christmas?
Right.
And right, it was prompted,
you know, and we would talk about it and then we would drift and like normal people have normal conversations. And they would be like, oh, yeah, can we let's go back and start talking about that Christmas thing again until they get what they want. And then you move on.
Right.
That's kind of how it was.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very similar.
So non-scripted. Yeah.
Non-scripted,
like ours.
But directed.
Right. Of course. So when this season reboots, are you guys going to be watching?
Absolutely. We want to support our friends and the show. Absolutely. And we'll definitely be tuning in to check it out. And actually, the film that we just made, Frankie is in it as well.
Okay.
And in this movie, we actually play versions of ourselves.
Okay.
And we make fun of being on the hills.
Right.
We make jokes about like being in an elevator with somebody and it's like awkwardly silent. And then a minute in, they go, weren't you on the hills? And why did you crash Lauren's party on episode one?
Yeah.
Which happens. And so that movie is called Be Like Trees, and you can check out information at belike-trees.com.
And that's coming out on YouTube premiere, right?
Yeah, we're going to premiere it on YouTube. It's coming out the 30th of this month.
Okay.
And we're going to be having
a screening, you guys.
Premiere, yeah. You guys are both invited if you're in Los Angeles on April 30th.
Okay. And so beyond that, so let's go back to the hills then a little bit.
Sure.
And we can obviously plug that a little bit at the end as well. Is there anything that happened on that first season of the hills that maybe like didn't get aired or that you guys kind of wish got aired? Because obviously they have, you know, hours and hours and hours of footage.
Yes.
Is there anything that you were like,
I mean, Brian did stand up. He did a Laugh Factory stand up.
No.
I did stand up comedy for the first time ever at the Laugh Factory. There was more people there than ever for an open mic. Let me tell you, first time. And the adrenaline was pumping.
Oh, sure.
And it's actually on the bonus features of the season one DVD.
Okay.
And actually, to this day, I was in a restaurant, like a 50-year-old Indian man came up to me. I thought I was being punked. And he was just like, I loved your stand-up set on the bonus features of the DVD. The only person ever. And I had this whole amazing thing. My father was on the show of like the whole pre, like, you know, where's your mind at? And that all got cut from the season.
Really?
So that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, they filmed our own storylines. We had our own thing, like what we were doing and stuff. And, you know, ultimately it came. Because when we first set out to do the show, we didn't know it was about four girls.
Yeah.
Like they told us it was about all of us individually.
All of us individually and how we were just coming together. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what Laguna was.
Right.
Everybody had their own storyline.
I don't know if you were there for this. I actually had a part in a movie.
With
and
Jonah
I was
Hill?
Playing a drag queen. And came and they filmed on set and filmed this whole thing. And it all got cut, which I was like, oh, that could have went either way.
So the movie that you were filming came to the set of the hills while you were...
No, the hills came to the set of the movie to film that.
My mistake, yeah.
So, because that was part of the reason I didn't want to do it was because I was scared as an actor. Like, oh, I'm going to be labeled just reality. And they were like, no, we're going to show you doing all this stuff. And then they cut it all.
And you were labeled reality.
Well,
that's the question. So as actors, and you're a comedian as well, do you feel like that hindered your growth in the industry as an actor?
You know, I don't actually because what I learned was that especially like in the indie film world, people loved like you have the fan base of being on a huge show.
Right.
So I like to think I'm pretty good if I audition and stuff. So I think as long as you could say the lines and you were good at the job, they were like, oh, great. Let's get that guy with the show with, you know, 5 million
built
viewers.
An audience already.
So I actually did like 15 independent movies, like just like crazy just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think it helped and it can hurt you, but I think it only hurts you if you're just awful at whatever it is you're trying to do. Like,
Or you're not a good person, you know.
Which there's too many of those, I feel like, nowadays, right?
Yeah. So, and this was, by the way, guys, very jealous of both of you, because when we were on the show, there wasn't social media, not to date ourselves.
Right.
Right.
So we didn't get any of it. 500,000 followers and things like that.
It's crazy how the landscape has definitely changed over the past, like, even 6 years or so, I would say. But, hey, like you said, there's a reboot coming. You guys might or might not be on it.
Exactly.
Wait, are you guys in relationships?
I am.
Nice.
I'm in a relationship. And actually, I am.
Well, come on. And actually what?
Oh, no, I was going to say.
He's in love.
Yeah, no, I'm in love. I'm big time in love. But her and I interviewed several times with The Hills.
Okay.
This last time.
Nice.
So Who knows? You never know what the future
Absolutely.
Holds.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I've been single forever. I am like
There's
perpetually
always the
single.
There's the bachelorette. You can get your followers there.
I literally thought about writing in, like, on your behalf and submitting you.
Everybody wants me to go on your show you guys were on. Actually, my friend was on your season now that I think about it. Brian Abasolo.
Oh, yeah, he won our season.
I know. We went to college together. We were in the same fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw he was on the show, I'm like, I got to watch this thing. I couldn't believe it.
And I have a friend that was on it, Nick Peterson. I played college baseball with him, and I think he won, like, Bachelor in Paradise or something like that.
Oh, I think
he's won two shows, I think.
He lives in Florida? Is that right?
Well, now he lives in Philly.
In Philly, okay. I think I know
Nick Peterson.
I think I know who that is. I think he was on my season of Paradise, but he might have.
I have him here. Excuse me. I'll jump in. He was a contestant in the seventh season of The Bachelorette. He was eliminated in week five. Oh. He later appeared on and won the third season of Bachelor Pad.
Oh, nice.
Then he returned again and won the second season of Bachelor Paradise.
He's killing it.
Wow. Show off.
Kid won twice.
Good for him.
Is he happily married?
Wait.
Probably not.
No.
All right, you guys, we want to play a word association game with you real quick. So I'm going to give you four names. I just want you to think of one word to describe these four people, okay?
Okay.
And Jordan, I'm sorry, but I got to ask the first name. Is Heidi Pratt?
Oh, you want me to give the word?
Just one word to describe Heidi.
Awesome.
Okay.
With that breath at the end.
Bear no resentment, it sounds like. That's
no,
great.
Great. They're great. Like, you know, it's 15 years.
No, of course.
Like,
yeah.
Lovely.
Okay, wonderful. Wait, can I ask you, how did you and Heidi meet? Was it through the show?
Yeah, through with Lindsay and Talon.
Okay.
So they were all coming up, and I think Heidi and Lauren met each other in San Francisco at like some college that they were going to up there. And then Heidi moved back to LA or to Laguna for a period of time, and her and Lauren were like roommates.
Right.
And that's how I lumped in with them.
Gotcha. Okay. Easy. How about Audrina?
Great.
I was going to say awesome, but you said that for Heidi.
Yeah, she was
great.
I'll
go with beautiful.
Okay.
She is stunning.
Yeah, she is beautiful. Gorgeous.
All right. I mean, these are all going to be complimentary, I feel like. Come on, we want some spice.
I know, I love it.
I mean, you guys already talked about her, but what about Lauren?
The worst.
There we go.
The best.
She's the best.
She was always so, so nice.
Yeah.
Down always. To earth. Oh. Like, so sincere. You know, she really is a great person.
All right, that was like 16 words, but we'll count it. Yeah. That's fine.
We're failing.
Fourth and last is Whitney.
NYC.
Yeah.
She went to, gosh, I feel so boring. I want to give
too,
you,
I'm sure then. Yeah.
I want to give you something better than these.
I didn't really know her that well.
Yeah.
I think she came on toward the end of, I guess, the first season.
Right.
But we never really, our worlds never really collided.
Gotcha.
Smart.
Yeah.
There you go.
With that.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Good enough. I appreciate it.
I feel bad that we didn't like.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it too, especially like you guys said, it's been a while.
You'd have gave me the dudes. I could have had better words. Frankie, the man. Like, you know.
See, that's why I don't think we made for good drama on that show.
Right.
We just love everybody. We're just
too
nice guys.
Surely. It's funny too, because you can see how some people kind of get caught up in like, okay, like the crazier I am, like the more screen time I'm going to get, the more controversy I'm going to stir up.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're just like going to stick with your own base values and morals, it's like, what really do you have to offer, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of like the reality, like dramatics of it all, I guess. Okay. We're going to ask you guys some Hills trivia questions. Again, I know it's been a while.
I hope you guys know this first answer. So who sang the theme song of the Hills?
Natasha Bedingfield.
Yes!
I'm actually really surprised you guys got that.
I love that song. Yeah. Kidding me? Anytime it comes out in a bar, everybody's like, oh.
Brian!
From the hill.
Okay, let's see if, Jordan, you can remember this one. Or no, actually, let's see if Brian can get this one. What did Jordan get Heidi for their six-month anniversary?
A chihuahua.
No.
Six-month anniversary?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is it not a chihuahua?
No, that's Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't even remember.
6 month anniversary. Was it on the show?
Yeah.
A necklace, a bracelet?
It's a piece of jewelry, yeah.
It's a piece of jewelry.
Oh, I remember where I got it to.
Earrings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But yes! A specific pair of earrings. What was the pair of earrings? I'll give you a hint, it was a fruit. Yeah.
A banana?
I don't know. I think there's a misspelling in that answer. Could it be?
It could have been a pair of earrings. I got pear earrings here. And I'm like, damn, Heidi must have really loved pears.
Now we know why
the relationship didn't work out.
Like, it was on a website of Hills Season 1 trivia, and it really did say pear. Okay. I checked it. I thought, like, that was a thing.
I mean, we got Jordan here. Jordan, did you get
her? You know what? My favorite fruit is pears.
What did you give her?
I have no idea.
Maybe pearl earrings.
Oh,
it's probably pearl earrings, I think.
I forgot the L.
I don't know if I'm getting pearl earrings.
I think you got her pearl earrings. I recall. I definitely remember earrings.
Go back and see.
Okay, yeah, pearl earrings.
No, we're going to call them pear earrings. I like pear earrings way better than pearl.
I was so confused when I saw that.
Can you imagine getting that? Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, I love pears.
Lemon one, but.
I know.
All right, this was pretty easy, but can you guys name, well, there's a lot of answers, I guess, to this one. Could you guys name Brody Jenner's former three stepsisters and two half-sisters? And they're all just huge names now, so it's like, it's pretty.
Kim, Chloe, Courtney.
Yep.
Kylie. And Kendall.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yeah.
What about, can you guys name the show that Brody and Spencer did on Fox yeah.
Princes of Malibu?
Prince of Malibu, yeah.
So what was that show? Because I didn't watch
that
one.
What was that show about?
No idea.
Okay. I actually saw it, and it was about them living in Malibu. I think they lived with his dad.
Dad? What you mean?
He was living at home, I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brody?
Okay, what about, let's see. Did Audrina date a musician? And if so, which musician did she date?
Yes, because they came to my comedy show.
Okay. Ryan Seacrest, right?
Not
Ryan Seacrest.
The guy with the hair. What was the name of that band?
Hey, no lip syncing back there.
What's the name of that? It's like a huge group. Isn't it the guy who plays the Joker's band?
Oh, no, Jared Leto.
Yeah. Oh, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Her brother.
No,
they dated for sure.
They dated, yeah.
I think his name was Bobby.
Oh, are you thinking of Justin Bobby?
No.
You got the first name right. It's Ryan.
It's Ryan Cabrera.
Ryan Cabrera.
Good job, Jordan. Speaking of musicians,
and they're right. Shannon Leto.
She dated Shannon Leto. That was during the. Was Shannon Leto ever on our season?
Who was Shannon Leto?
Yeah, he was in the episode where I did the comedy at the last.
Shannon Leto is Jared Leto's brother, but. The drummer for 30 Seconds to Mars, or he was.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know he had a brother.
Mm.
She just likes the musicians, I guess.
Yeah, it's got to be annoying for him, right? Aren't you Jared Leto's brother his whole life? Yes, he's my brother. Yes.
But I play the drums. I make the beat.
Okay, while we're on the topic of musicians, true or false, Lady Gaga was once on the Hills.
True.
Yeah. I mean, that one's pretty, like, we kind of lead you into the answer on that one. We wouldn't ask you if it wasn't true.
I was pretty sure I'd heard that she's on the Hills.
That's a great question. I don't have any further.
So now if I ever meet her, I'm going to be like, hey.
Mark, what season was Lady Gaga on? Do we know?
I'm going to investigate that right now while they tell us all about the projects they're currently working on.
Yes,
was
please.
She Lady Gaga
awesome.
At the time?
Yeah, I think she was Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay.
She was Lady Gaga, and she was like wearing all her like crazy sunglasses. She had like a trunk full of sunglasses that she brought to the show, and her zipper broke, and I think, I don't know who fixed
this
it on the show.
This is season 4, 2008, and yes, she was Lady Gaga.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Yeah, guys, plug what you're working on. So you said you have a movie coming out.
Yes, it's called Be Like Trees. It's a love letter to art and artists and kind of follows us. Story kind of revolves around myself and all my friends, including Jordan. Our co-director couldn't be here today. His name is Chris Livingston. He's a talented singer-songwriter. And really, the film is giving you a behind-the-scenes look of what it's like to be living in Los Angeles and pursuing your dreams in the creative arts. In the movie, I'm battling with the idea of, is it time to give up? Is it just too hard to make it as an artist professionally? And the message of the movie is to never give up and to always go for your dreams and don't let fear get in your way. And you guys can check that out. You can go to our Instagram at Be Like Trees, go to the website, belikeTrees.com, and it'll be premiering for free on YouTube April 30th.
Hell yeah. Nice.
That's amazing. And guys, it was all filmed on an iPhone?
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
The whole movie we shot on an iPhone.
Why?
That's incredible.
Well, the whole reasoning, so as we said, we've made other films in the system, so to speak, raising, $1 million, $500,000.
Yeah.
And I had two scripts that were optioned by two different production companies for like 4 years, basically a carrot dangling in front of my face like, okay, we're about to go into production. No. We're about to go into production. No. And finally, I got fed up waiting for money. And just the idea came one day, what if you just shot a movie on an iPhone and shot all around Los Angeles, use all your friends? How could anybody know you're filming a movie if you're just using an iPhone?
Right.
And then I said, oh, let me look up. Has anybody ever done this? And there was a movie that won Sundance called Tangerine.
Okay.
And the whole thing was shot on an iPhone 4. So I was like, that was the aha moment.
Look, I got a 10 now.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, we're way ahead.
We shot it on what, the 7
Plus? It was
plus,
the 7.
7 and 7
Plus. So I was like, we're three generations ahead of these guys. And it was more of just like, you know, one of the themes of the movie is don't get it perfect, get it going. And as an artist or a filmmaker, you're always waiting for somebody to approve. Yes, you have the job. Here's the budget. So it was like, we don't need anybody's approval. We can just grab our iPhone, grab our friends who are actors and comedians. And I wrote the story to be shot this way.
Right.
And we shot in arenas, bars, cafes, all over the place, totally incognito.
Oh, yeah.
So the production value looks huge.
Right.
And everybody that watches it, they're like, I can't believe this is shot on a 7. Because if you get creative with the way you do it, you would just never know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go anywhere, we have Bluetooth mics on and use like an Osmo gimbal.
Yeah. Keep it smooth.
You would never know.
That's actually really awesome that what the movie is about is also being utilized behind the scenes.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. And the reason it's called Be Like Trees is in the film, my character says, because I love trees in real life, and I'm like, you see trees bursting up out of concrete all around the neighborhood.
I just got a tree tattoo the other day.
Oh, nice. I like it. Yeah. See? All right. He knows. But yeah, this idea that trees won't be denied, you know, they're just whatever you try and put on top of a tree, it'll go around it or through it. And that's the metaphor for making this film. Okay, we couldn't get $1 million to make it, but that wouldn't stop us anyway. So.
Hell yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, so April 30th, Be Like Trees dropping on YouTube.
Yes.
Be sure to check out their Instagram page at Be Like Trees. What about you guys' personal Instagram pages?
So mine is at Brian Drolet. That's BRIANDROLET.
Yep.
And mine is at Jordan Eubanks, and that's Eubanks, EUBANKS 23.
And just a reminder for the listeners out there, Jordan is in love.
I am.
Single. Brian is single. Slide into those DMs.
Hey, guys, thank you guys so much for coming in. We appreciate it. We're excited for the movie, and let us know when the premiere is. We'll definitely want to be there for you.
Awesome. Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. We'll do.
Sweet. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, and we are back with Emily Marcus from Us Weekly magazine to give us some more insight on The Hills reboot. Hi, are you with us?
Hey guys, Emily, how are you?
Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
How's it?
Great, thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh my gosh, thanks for calling in. How's it going over there?
It's going great. Just, you know, typical Monday, all good. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm currently fighting a cold right now, but Vanessa is always doing great.
Oh, well, no, I actually just had another sty in my left eye, so I just can't keep having styes in different eyes. But life is great. The reboot is coming out The Hills. Do you have any juicy gossip for us?
Oh, my God, it's going to be so great. We can hardly wait for it to happen. We have so many old cast members coming back. We have some really fun new additions. It's going to be really
fun. Like Misha Barton.
Like Misha, who, you know, she really feels like this show is a great new start for her after she didn't really get much of a childhood and much of a private life when she was on The OC. The OC. So she's coming back. She's going to be great. It's kind of her do-over opportunity, and she's such a good addition to the cast from what we've been hearing.
Yeah, well, I've seen like a bunch of interviews with her and the rest of the girls, and she seems like she just really fits in with everybody.
I think she really does. You know, we've seen her out at events, and there's a lot of girls, like Audrina specifically, kind of taking her under her wing. So I think they're really doing everything they can to make her feel comfortable and welcome.
So what's going to be different about this season? Obviously, you know, people are married. Heidi and Spencer have been married for 10 years. They have a baby. Whitney has a baby. Stephanie, I believe, is still single. Well, first of all, when have they already filmed this, or are they still in the process of filming?
So they're still filming. It should be coming out later this year. They haven't exactly released a date yet, but they're still getting content in.
So okay. Vanessa, that means it's not too late for you to jump on board and join the season, I think.
Well, no, they wanted me as a single girl, so now I'm in a relationship. So I'm getting, people are unfollowing me on Instagram. I'm losing at life. I'm just losing, Dean.
Is that true?
I swear.
That's really
I keep
sad.
Losing followers.
Oh, that's fun.
Emily, have you been a fan of The Hills since the beginning?
Oh, of course.
What about before that with Laguna?
Way back in those days. It's been so fun to see the franchise kind of progress and then to see where it's going to kick off now.
So let me ask you then, when they announced the reboot of The Hills, what did you feel on the inside?
Oh, absolute freak out. It was just crazy. I mean, you can only hope with all these reboots coming back that they would bring back a show as iconic as The Hills. So for this to happen is just anyone's dream.
It's very rare for especially a reality television show to define a generation, but I feel like between Laguna and The Hills, it really did a good job of like encompassing the 2000s. You know?
Absolutely.
And so for them to bring it back in essentially what's going to be 2020, I wonder if it's going to like redefine our era or if it's going to be the show that the now 16-year-olds are going to look back on in 10 years and be like, dang, that was a show that really like exemplified us as teenagers. You know what I mean?
A whole new generation of people pursuing fashion careers, driving BMWs, hanging out in bikinis. It's going to be so much fun.
It's funny because I remember as a kid, because the show came out in 2006, I think, 2007. So I was 16 at the time. And, you know, I was growing up in Colorado and I keep seeing the show of these beautiful people just living the absolute life in Southern California. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty nice. Like, that's when you know you made it, is when you're doing that. And then so now to see it like rebooted, it's I don't know, to me, and I'm sure to millions of other people out there that watch and love the show, it's going to be great to not only see it again, but to see kind of how their lives have evolved. As Vanessa said, Heidi and Spencer are married. And obviously a lot of the relationships have kind of evolved and grown. And so it's going to be so interesting to see, especially with the 10-year gap, 7-8 year gap, whatever it is, how much their life has changed, but how much of it also is going to stay the same.
Right. I mean, yeah, Drina has a daughter now. She's been, you know, I think we're going to see her relationships progress a little bit. It's going to be really interesting to see everybody who we're used to seeing them in these dramatic relationships and breakups and friend fights. They're now all family people. So it's going to be really fun to pick up with them and see what they've been doing.
Right.
How did you get so into it, Emily?
Oh, my God. I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles. Okay. Always been around here, always been obsessed with that lifestyle, and I've always, you know, followed them ever since their journey ended. You know, we've had Stephanie in London for a while, and it's been fun to see what she's doing over there. I actually am an avid podcast listener, so it's been fun to hear her, you know.
So you must be honored to talk to the two hosts of the podcast.
Oh, honored. And I was going to tune in this week for an update anyway on the whole Derek situation, so it's very fun to tune in.
let's have you weigh in on the situation. How do you feel about Stephanie and Derek?
Okay, well, as an avid Bachelor fan and an avid Hills fan and somebody who really ships crossover couples, especially in the reality world, sure. I'm here for it.
Okay, just to like feed your appetite for the crossovers, or is there anything specific that you actually really appreciate from it?
No, I actually think Derek is a great guy, and it's fun to see people who you've rooted for on the show get their happy endings outside of the show, because so often it doesn't work out, but then they find somebody on Paradise, or they just find somebody totally, you know, random. Like, we have Ben, who seems like he's in a great relationship now with somebody he met totally outside of the Bachelor world. And Derek is just, you know, somebody you want to root for. He just seems like a totally wholesome guy, totally Jim from The Office. I see that. And, you know, Steph is such a fun, great girl. I think they balance each other out well. I'm really supporting it.
Yeah. I don't know how the long distance relationship would work out between New York and Los Angeles, but, you know, people make
when you
it work
have iHeart buying the tickets, maybe it could work out a little bit more.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great conversation piece to have on the podcast, but you know, let's hope that it can be something more than just a little gimmick for the podcast, I guess.
Absolutely.
No, I agree, and it's funny too, because especially a lot of Bachelor alum, you see, it's just an incestuous franchise, right? And so it's I'm sure fun as a fan to see the crossover between Bachelor shows and other reality shows like The Hills, rather than just the double dipping that happens within Bachelor or Hills or, you know, whatever's going on. It's kind of like a fun joining of worlds, a melding of worlds, if you will. Emily, what about you? Are we ever gonna see you on a Bachelor show?
Oh gosh, one can only hope.
Come on.
I feel like I would try so hard to like beat the producers at their own game, but I think it'd be so fun. I think we've seen it work before. I think I'd definitely be open to it if the opportunity arose.
No, absolutely. Okay, so parting words, Emily, what do you have? I know like you're very involved, right, with all of this stuff. So give us something that you are maybe hoping to see on this reboot of The Hills that maybe if you don't see it, you're going to be very sadly disappointed.
So I think that when you have another big reality show I look to is like The Kardashians, and it's really fun to see this whole generation of kids kind of running around, and we're kind of being introduced to their lives when like it first started out with just the five girls and Rob. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see if the kids are heavily featured, like, you know, Heidi and Spencer's. I think Audrina has said her daughter likely won't appear, but maybe she will down the line. I think it's going to be really interesting to see these people in roles that are like, they're all moms and dads. I mean, they're in marriages. It's going to be interesting to see them struggle with more adult issues rather than, you know, fight the clubs or bars. And it's just going to be fun to kind of grow up with them some more. So I'm excited to see how they tackle the role of kids and how they tackle, you know, some of them have been divorced in marriages. And I'm just excited to see how real they are with fans, because they've always been so real with us. So
I agree. I think it's definitely something to look forward to. And actually, Emily, while you were going through that, we actually had Wells and Stephanie walk into the studio here. And they want to say hi to you and have a conversation with you real quick.
That's kind of fangirling a lot.
April Fools.
And April Fools.
And first off, April Fools, you can't trust anybody today. Someone offers you a sandwich, you know what's going to happen?
Where the hell have you guys been? Vanessa and I have been having to host your podcast for the past hour and a half.
How did it go?
It's been horrible. Yeah. It's been a dumpster fire.
That's kind of what we do here, though. That's what the show is.
Picture the absolute worst case scenario and double it, and that's how it's gone for the past.
So
wait, also, I feel like we did a good job.
Emily.
Hi.
Oh hi. God. Where are you right now? Like, what city?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, so then you know it's like 85 degrees out. What are these two fools doing?
Because we're wearing beanies.
It's beanie weather.
This is a podcast. No one can see us.
Yeah.
Emily can see.
No, I'm Vanessa.
Who's Emily on the phone?
From Us Magazine.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa, sorry. April Fools!
Yeah.
Vanessa. That's my second one today. Yes. Okay, so my mom's favorite holiday is April Fools. Like, she's a total sicko. Whose favorite holiday is April Fools? Right?
I don't even know how to consider it a holiday, but yeah.
Oh, my mom does.
It's like, on the calendar.
She's messed with my family since I was like 3 years old. Like, it is. She's so good at it. And now, like yesterday, I was like excited for tomorrow. And she goes, no, the internet ruins everything now. And I was like, oh my God, you really take this seriously.
Yeah.
So this morning when I was at the hair salon, I was like, what can I do? Because she's never been got. So I was like, I know. I'm driving her car. So I Google searched all these images of Lexus broken side mirror. And so I got two photos, and like the car was navy. So I like darkened it and everything, so it looked black. It was so legit. Like, I wish I could show you, Vanessa. So I sent two photos, not just one, to make it even more real. And I said, oh my God, I just walked out of my hair appointment. Hold on.
Yeah, let's read the text messages.
I'm like so proud of it.
So, but did she get you? But she didn't get you because the internet ruins everything now.
No, but I helped her get my brother.
Okay.
I don't understand how the internet ruins April Fool's jokes.
Yeah.
Because like if she was like.
Because you could fact check something.
Someone died or something. Not that she's morbid.
Oh,
she's not
morbid. That's a whole other level.
Your dad's dead.
Yeah.
What?
I just Googled it. False.
April Fools, bitch.
He's getting hers out. Do you want me to tell you?
I've got it right here.
So David Spade sent, and I don't want to name drop, but David Spade. Did I mention it was David Spade?
Yeah.
Sent me a text, and the text said, and you know how like you first just see like it on the front of your phone?
Yeah.
So all I see is, why is a naked pic on your story? My heart, like I felt adrenaline and blood or some poisons going through my body. And then I was like, huh? And then I open it, and then you scroll down, and he goes, just kidding, in case your heart drops, April Fools. And I was like, dude.
See, but you want to know how you can combat that? Is just don't take naked pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, clearly. Whoops.
So what that means is, what we found out about
Amy's
today
got a lot of
is that
pics
she's got
roll.
Some naked pics.
But I don't have a story. So that was the part, like, I don't do Instagram, so that I was like, oh, this seems weird. Have I been like, what's happening?
Yeah.
But it's so many swear words are going through my head.
By the way, do have Instagram. It's just secretive.
And by the way, she does take nudies.
Yes.
Yes. Both of those are confirmed.
Yes, draw the line.
We all know this. Okay, read what you said to your mom.
Okay. So, well, I did it to my mom and dad to really get them both. So I sent her the two photos, and I said, oh my God, I just walked out of my hair appointment. My car was parked in the lot next door. There's no note or anything. Will insurance cover this?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Are there any cameras anywhere? I'm dropping off Max now. Can I use your car today to get to work? I use their extra car.
Yeah.
I don't have it. Dad does. Mercedes at the shop. I need to give you a check for it. And I was like, I'm going to ask Cafe Lux if they have, if there's cameras in this lot. She goes, yeah, look at their footage. How rude of that person. I said, I know that bottom piece is barely hanging on. And then I go, April Fools.
They weren't even mad,
yeah,
though.
Doesn't seem like they were too upset.
I know. They're never mad at
me. They weren't even mad.
That's like such a, not such a small thing, but it's small enough to be believable, but not big enough to be like really freaked out by, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean? Oh, come on.
No, I mean, I agree. It's a great
prank. Let me see the photo. You should have just
gone. And then
Dad's dead.
My dad wrote, best prank of the century. You got her.
Wait, I want to know what your mom did to Spencer.
Oh, no. I just told her to tell him that because they rely on Alba, our cleaner, like 3 or 4 days a week. So I told, if you ask them, they'll be like, no, we do everything ourselves. So I told her to tell them that Dora's coming.
And who's Dora?
Dora is her sister who does not speak English and drops and breaks everything. Like, hilarious. It's literally like, like, she ruins the house. So my mom was like, Dora just showed up. She said, Alba's not coming this week. And I can't understand her English, but she said Alba's pregnant, I think.
I don't want to brag, but I think David Spade's was a lot better.
But my brother would be livid if Dora was coming.
But this is the richest April Fool's pranking the Lexus and Dora, the cleaning lady.
That comes 4 times a week.
I'm sweating a little bit from, like, things rich people say. Yeah. Whoa.
You know what? This girl actually, the girl that Justin Bobby might meet on the hills. She told me, she was like, she spent a few days with me and she goes, you are white girl problems. And I was like, I do have them.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, the book, you need to read this book, White Girl Problems. So I audiobooked it because I listened to it. I listen to it when I'm hiking, okay?
In Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only the Palisades.
Yeah, thank you.
How dare you?
Thank you. Anyways, I highly recommend the book.
Occasionally
I was laughing out loud. I had so many things in common with her in the first like 12 pages. I went on Instagram and I wrote her, I've never done this before. I wrote the author a direct message being like, hey, can I take you out? I think we're the same person. She never got back to me. This was in December.
Sad. Maybe Dora should send her a DM.
Yeah.
Dora can't write or speak.
In English.
I want to defend Dora.
Dora's the best. Oh, my God.
He's the best?
Stop. Oh, my God. She's the cutest.
Oh, okay.
But Emily, she is in Guatemala.
Emily's still on the phone, by the way.
Oh, my God. No way.
Emily, I never forgot about
God.
You.
I did.
No, this has been so entertaining. This has been really, really great.
Emily, did you guys have, is there any office antics for April Fools?
Oh my gosh, no, I wish. We're actually headquartered in New York, so I'm in LA at my house right now. But yeah, sadly.
Do you have any questions for Stephanie since you're here?
Wait, oh my gosh, yeah. Steph, hi.
Hey.
I would love an update on you and Derek. And then also just what can you tease about, you know, your relationship with Spencer and then, you know, your single life maybe for the Hills.
Oh, my God. All things I love to talk about.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about you and Derek.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of time.
Is that all you guys
Too
did?
Too much time. That's all we got.
Great.
And then
okay.
We actually talked to Brian and Jordan.
I don't know who they are.
Wait,
come on.
Wait, was that weird? Because Vanessa's good friends with Derek's ex.
No, right.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor's my best friend. Yep.
Yeah.
So I did wonder about that.
Did it get weird?
Vanessa wouldn't let it get as weird as
Oh, my God.
To.
Why did they break up? Tell me everything Taylor said.
No.
Do it.
You don't have time for this.
What's he like in bed? Horrible? Is that why they broke up? Oh, my God. That's it. Oh, well. I like
no, I have no idea what their sex life was like.
Were they
I can't
engaged?
Give you that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And where did the ring come from? Did it come from ABC?
Neil Lane.
Of course it came from ABC.
And where is it now?
Back at ABC.
Yeah. Ew, she had to give it back?
Yeah.
I had to give mine back too. We all had to give it back.
Contractually, if you don't stay with the person for 2 years, you have to give it back, right? Isn't that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I heard Colton does not have to follow that because he did not actually receive, this is rumor from some good sources.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he did not get his ring on the show. He got it on Kimmel. Mm. So he doesn't have to follow the same rule.
Oh,
good not for, sure if it's
loophole.
True or not.
Good for Cassie.
Loophole.
Vanessa, yeah. Are you seeing anyone now?
I am. Yes.
Yeah. Silver wait, Fox.
Wait, you don't want to dig anymore
on
Derek?
Oh, yeah. Derek. Okay.
I feel like you could really get to better understand him through her right now.
Why are you putting me on the spot for?
Wait, and I also feel bad because Emily's on the phone right now.
Emily asked the question.
She wants to know some things.
Emily asked the question. Okay. Emily, so Derek, I don't know if you heard Wells and I's podcast last week.
I listen every week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I love you. Okay. So got off to a rocky start, but we've been texting and he's actually flying in this weekend.
Hey. Oh, my God. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are excited because Wells it's one of your best friends, right?
Yeah.
Wells doesn't get to hang out with him.
Right. Oh.
This is going to be a romantic weekend.
He can moderate the dates.
Mm-hmm. Just like follow him along.
Yeah, you'd be like the dialogue for yeah. Or like the monologue or whatever.
So this is what Stephanie has to say.
Imagine if you did like an earpiece.
That would actually be really fun. I would do that.
Ooh.
So Emily, to answer your question, they're in love and they're going to get married on a mountaintop and have 17 children.
Oh my God. A psychic that I had.
And ABC will film it.
Yes, exactly.
A psychic that I had said, and this is like when I stopped believing in them, she said I was going to marry a mountain man and that she saw me in mud.
Oh, wow.
How, like literally, like we're psychic. How opposite.
So that's very off-brand.
Right? Like, do you see me standing in mud?
I can't say I do.
No.
Unless it was like a therapeutic exfoliating.
Yeah, if it was like a mud mask, mud bath, for sure. But I don't know about some mountain man like bringing in fox and squirrels.
But Derek does kind of look mountain man-y. He's got the beard and...
The fact that he was Amish for Halloween, like, that is just, like, he's the one.
Yeah. That's it.
Wow.
That's all you need.
Let me see if I have any recent...
Not even 2 dates in, already calling him the one.
I know.
Oh, okay. So I made a bet with him for this weekend. He was like, by the way, I was just thinking about your disappearing phone act. Okay. And let it go. This is Saturday. Come on, let it go, Derek.
What's the disappearing phone act?
Nothing. About your disappearing phone act. And that I'm going to do that next weekend just with airplane mode. I tend to do that on trips because I don't want distractions. And I was like, I'll bet you right now that never happens. So what should we bet on? We haven't made our terms yet. Because I know we're going to Napa Valley. Like, he's obviously going to be all over his Instagram, like wine, mountains, valleys, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's no way. There's no way he won't have his phone on.
So the bet, you're betting him that he's going to put on airplane mode as soon as he lands and not turn it off the entire time he's in California.
Complete opposite.
Okay. Oh, that's what he's saying he's going to do, but yeah. You don't think he'll be able to do that.
Totally.
I say you put some money on it.
Just money?
Yeah, because he's got a lot of it.
I say you wager Alba.
Oh, and Alba is very busy. She's actually at my house right now. That's why I'm late.
Yeah. I'm sure she'd probably have to consent to that, too.
I say money. I go money.
There's nothing more fun.
I don't know.
I think
he should, like, run a lap naked.
Okay.
I think whoever loses should have to visit that person in their respective city. So
yes.
If you lose, you go to New York. If he loses, he comes back to Los Angeles.
Wouldn't that be so nice if I didn't have a crazy schedule in L.A.?
Well, I'm just don't lose. Wait.
Yeah.
I know win. I'm not going to lose.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's already here.
Anyways, that'll do it for another episode of PrattCast. As always, this has been your host.
Hold on. We need to thank Ike
and
Sandwiches.
Vanessa Grimaldi.
Emily,
sandwiches.
Call me later and I'll answer your other questions. There's
got you.
I'm in a room of all boys, so.
Wait, hold on. So is he coming to the charity event?
Yes.
Oh, we're all going to be hanging out together.
I know.
Oh my God, you're going to be there?
Yep.
This is going to be so awkward.
No,
is his ex going to be there?
I have nothing against Derek.
Oh, that's not what I'm going to tell him.
Mm.
Whoa, just met Vanessa.
No, he's. I think he's already like nervous about it, to be honest with you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Nervous about what?
Well, I think he was just like, is it going to be weird because Vanessa and Taylor are such good friends? And I was like, I don't think so. Why would it be weird? I don't know.
It'll be weird.
Is Taylor dating someone
weird
right now?
Weird because he's going to be dating, because she's, yeah, Taylor's dating someone. Weird because he's going to be on a date in front of me?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. And I mean, we're all adults.
Yeah.
We're just going to hear you in the back going, boo. Boo. Where's that coming from?
Hey, Ike Sandwiches sent over some sandwiches. Yeah, I want to thank them for that. Vegans, vegetarians, gluten-free meat lovers, they've got you covered. Ike's Sandwiches on Instagram and Facebook, and download the app for more craveable information from Ike's Sandwiches.
Well done. Wait, can I get one of those?
Okay. Yeah, why didn't I
get love Ike's.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, now we can say goodbye on another incredible episode of PrattCast. Wells
what?
And Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us in studio. As always, Dean Ungler and Vanessa hosting this incredible podcast. Looking forward to the season premiere coming soon. Anything else you guys want to say? Parting words?
I hope that the podcast was great.
Well, you're just going to have to listen, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Duh. We're going to take notes when we listen, huh?
Yeah, I want to know how you guys are successful in this.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No. Anyways. I love your guys' podcast, by the way.
Thanks, Steph.
Aww.
Did you host ours?
No. She has no idea.
What's your podcast?
She's never listened to your podcast. That was a bold-faced lie.
She thought I was Emily. Like,
yeah. She has no clue what's going on.
You're a bit blurry on the sky.
All right. Hey, let's close out the show like we always do, okay?
Okay.
Hills, yeah.
Show's over.
Thank God.
Follow PrattCast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, my God.